Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Cole Blugo with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, January 21st. Authorities say three people found dead in a car in rural South Carolina appear to have been fatally shot. News outlets report the vehicle was found in a field near Pineville on Monday with three bodies inside. The Berkeley County Sheriff says authorities were called to the scene after a report of a vehicle that may have been involved in a crash. The three people found dead have been identified as Matrice Green, Desmond Williams, and Malik Gibbs, all of St. Stephen. Pineville is about 45 miles north of Charleston. A class action lawsuit filed against state-owned utility Santee Cooper in the wake of the failed VC summer nuclear expansion is heading back to state court. The Post and Courier reports U.S. District Judge Terry Wooten today declined to take the case, which involves Santee Cooper, more than 2 million electric customers, and Dominion Energy. The case was filed on behalf of electric customers and members of the state's electric cooperatives, and it sought to stop Santee Cooper from charging its ratepayers for the cost of the failed project. Dominion tried to move the case to federal court, but Wooten's order means the case will be decided in state court. Governor Henry McMaster is set to deliver the State of the State address tomorrow evening. South Carolina Public Radio and SCETV will air the address in full, followed by the Democratic response and interviews with various legislators. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. In an effort to ease many of the burdens that patients face in dealing with doctors and their insurance companies, a group of Republican state senators is pushing a bill that would protect direct primary care, where a patient is allowed to establish a private arrangement with a specific primary care practice and avoid insurance coverage issues. Dr. Melinda Moretz, a Spartanburg physician, supports the efforts.
Direct primary care is a relatively new concept established in the last 10 years to take the burden of insurance away from doctors and patients and allow more affordable and accessible health care.
In direct primary care, patients can arrange their own financial agreements with the medical practice and perhaps only have insurance that covers catastrophic medical events. School officials in Oconee County have confirmed a case of whooping cough at Seneca High School. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
Superintendent Michael Thorsland sent letters to parents alerting them of a single case of whooping cough that showed up in the district as school resumed from winter break. Anyone who attended or visited Seneca High School between January 10th and 14th might have been exposed to the illness. Chronic coughing over several weeks is the main symptom of whooping cough and can be severe enough to cause vomiting. The primary defense against the illness is vaccination, but anyone exposed is advised to get a checkup. There is no word on the condition of the person with the illness, nor whether the person is a student or a district employee or was a visitor. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
And the State Department of Transportation says lane closures are coming to the Wando River Bridge connecting Mount Pleasant and Daniel Island. Weather permitting, DOT says it will close the left lane of I-526 westbound traffic over the Wando River Bridge at 9 p.m. Friday until Monday morning at 6. DOT says the right lane will remain open at all times and exit 24 will remain accessible. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.